Joining us now live from Boston is WCAI Statehouse reporter Mike Dean. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning.
So let's talk about what's been going on this week. Well, the Senate has been debating the budget this week. How's that going?
It goes apace. The Senate was out pretty late last night, or rather, they were in session late last night. I think they ended at about 11 o'clock. They're putting in 12-hour days for about 4, maybe 5 days of rigorous debate. They had almost 1,200 different amendments. So those are just little changes that senators want to make to the budget. So, for instance, if there's something that Senator Julian Sear has that he wants funded on Cape Cod, a program, any kind of new line item that he thinks it should be funded at a higher rate, that's the process that it would go through. All of them have pet projects like that. That process takes a very, very long time, and they were in it for a very long time last night. Part of that reason, the debate last night, was because they were debating immigration changes. That's not necessarily a budget issue, but sometimes policy does seep into the Senate budget. That was something that they dealt with last night.
Oh, interesting. And the budget process in general could last well into next month, right?
Yes, so the Senate's going to wrap up their debate pretty soon, either today or tomorrow, and then it kind of goes back to the House and the Senate to negotiate a compromise budget, and that's what goes in front of Governor Baker. He will probably veto a bunch of spending out of that budget, send it back to the legislature, and the legislature will put that spending right back in and override his veto, and then we have a budget.
So let's switch to some other things that the chambers are working on as the clock is ticking down on this legislative session. So talk about some of the biggest bills being considered.
One of the biggest things that the House did just yesterday was the Extreme Risk Protective Order Act. So if you are familiar with the Red Flag or ERPO bill, this would basically allow family members of legal gun owners to approach a court to have an order issued to have the gun owner's weapons taken away if they're deemed a threat to themselves or to others. Gun owners and Second Amendment rights activists call this a gun confiscation bill. A lot of Republicans in the House were up in arms about the fact that this bill didn't include any kind of mental health functions for when these orders are made, and very little recourse for a gun owner who goes through something like this. But it passed yesterday. The Senate is probably going to take it up, and it's assumed it'll pass the Senate. Governor Baker has expressed support for something like this in the past. We don't know if he wants exactly what passed the House yesterday, but this could become law by the end of the session.
And there's some kind of opiate treatment bill. What's going on with that?
Yeah, this is Governor Baker's big push here in an election year, is to get another opiate treatment bill through the legislature by the end of the session. The big part here, it's more kind of treatment beds. I think this funding for treatment changes the way the state would kind of deal with opiates. We've learned a bit since the last big opiate bill that was two years ago. The big bit of Baker's bill this time is it would let physicians hold a overdose patient for 3 days and hold them for treatment involuntarily. This is an idea that the legislature rejected last time around. Baker's coming back at them now with it, with some changes, and we'll see if the legislature's attitude on involuntary holds post overdose has changed at all.
And of course, we tend to talk about the bills that do make it to the floor and get debated and get passed or rejected. But I know there are so many other bills that come up in a session that may get support but don't get any action. Can you talk about one or two of those briefly?
Oh, there's a bunch. There's the Senate passed a massive health care overhaul that the House is probably not going to deal with. They have very little interest. The Senate passed a massive education funding commitment bill that, again, the House is probably not going to take up. There's a lot of talk about hands-free driving, banning being on the cell phone.
Yeah, we talked about that one.
Senate. Yeah, that's been stalled in the House. It could come up. reforms to wiretapping laws. Baker had a priority last year of cracking down on revenge pornography. That was a flash in the pan. No one's really talked about that since. These things could cross the finish line. July 31st is really the last day for lawmakers to do a lot of this work. But at this time of the year, we're getting a better idea of what will and what won't be on the table to be passed during that time frame.
Well, there's so much more to talk about, but we are out of time. Mike Dean, WCAI State House reporter, thanks a lot. Have a great weekend. We'll check in with you next week.
You too, Catherine.